You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Wednesday afternoon. Drew Lerner joins us from Kansas City and World Weather Incorporated, as usual. Good afternoon to you, Drew.
Good afternoon, Todd.
Tell me about weather right here in the heart of the Midwest. In fact, across the whole of the Midwest, how are farmers doing putting the crop in the ground, and what are prospects for this week and next?
Well, you know, we're doing fairly well, certainly real well, in the western Corn Belt. The eastern portions of the region have become just a little bit too wet. Some would tell me, probably yelling at you already, telling me that it's way too wet. So we do have some problems out there in Indiana, Ohio, Michigan. There's a handful of other locations across the region that are too wet as well. And the forecast is not going to favor a reversal for a little while. One of the biggest concerns we have is that we've got still rain left over yet for today and early tomorrow across the Midwest. And we'll see a short-term drier day, but it looks like a little disturbance brings yet another set of showers on Friday into early Saturday, coming in from South Dakota right across the heart of the Midwest. This is all very light stuff, but it's not going to allow us to dry out at all. And once we do get into some more meaningful, drier air, it is cold. And so then we will reduce the evaporation rates and keep some of that moisture in the ground. And then we wait for a warmer day to arrive. Well, when the warmer air comes, of course, then suddenly we bring warm air back into the cold air mass, and presto, we end up with more rain across the region. So there will be a nice period of drier weather that will come up over the weekend into the first half of next week. But right after that, it will rain again and fairly significantly across the region.
Are you worried about the rest of May in general?
Well, I think we'll see a better finish to the month, but we will have a lot of moisture that we'll have to get out of the way before we can get into the field. So a little bit concerned, yeah, perhaps. I think that for the eastern Midwest in particular, the west seems to get better warmth and a little better drying in between events than what we're seeing in the east. So, yeah, maybe a little bit of a concern here.
We've had some cold air on tap for the weekend. Is that still there, and is that problem?
Well, I think it is going to be of interest, at least. At the moment, it doesn't like temperatures get quite cold enough, quite far enough to the south to really be an issue. Certainly, the wheat crop in the lower Midwest will be fine. Even in Michigan, I don't think there'll be any big issue there. Hard breadwinner wheat country will be left out of the cold completely. But from a summer crop perspective, with the crops that are emerging, there is going to be potential for burning some of the leaf mass, and the growing point for the corn crop, of course, is still going to be below surface level, so it will come back after being froze a little bit. I expect to see some upper 20s and 30s to occur across the northern plains, really a big part of the Dakotas and Minnesota as well as Wisconsin when we reach the bottom of this cold barrel, which will probably be over the weekend.
And then turn your attention to South America, where they have had some difficulties, especially with the safrina corn crop.
That's right, and we're now just about done with reproduction, though, and so it's not going to become nearly as important as it has been. But we still could use some more rain just to help protect the last-minute yields from the filling process. It has been dry in the north, and I don't expect to see a lot of change in that pattern. Some of the southern production areas have actually been a little bit on the wet side, and they definitely need to dry out. The forecast is going to bring three more waves of very similar weather across Brazil for the next 2 weeks, so the southern areas will continue to have a wetter bias. This is Mato Grosso do Sul in the Paraná and parts of Sao Paulo. Everybody else is probably going to stay fairly dry.
Thanks so much, Drew.
Have a good day.
You too, Drew Lerner with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.